Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills.
Father, we are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Today I want to share with you a short Bible lesson. Very, very quick, but very important. Amen. My topic is beloved sons and kingly sons. Beloved sons and kingly sons. In other words, sons who are like kings. Beloved sons and kingly sons. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 14. It says, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. All right, so this lesson is a warning to all who claim to be sons. Do you understand? And this is a key lesson for all of us who claim to be sons. Amen. Are you listening? Verse 15. It says, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you. Right? Now, it is important that in every role you play, you turn out to be one of the good versions of that role. So if you are a husband, you turn out to be a good husband. If you are a wife, you turn out to be a good wife. If you are a son, you turn out to be a good son. If you are a child, you turn out to be a good child. If you are a president, you tend to be a good president. If you are a shepherd, you turn out to be a good shepherd. All right. Now, in the role of a son, of which many people claim to be sons, you find that there is often a version of sonship which is unfortunate. And unfortunate because the people who claim to be sons are more like kings. They are more like heads of state than sons. So that's why I'm saying beloved sons or kingly sons. That's the topic. Sons who are more like kings than sons. Now, why would I say something like that? You find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 14. He says, I write not these things to shame you. In other words, I'm not writing these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. Which things? The things he said just before. Look at it in verse 8. It says, now you are full. Now you are rich. Now you have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God that you did reign, and that we might also reign with you. Now, this verse is where you see people deviate when they are given appointments. Sometimes they are made bishops. They become more like this. Now you are full. It's like, oh, when somebody is full, it's like, it's okay. I need nothing from you. Or sometimes they are made pastors. Then the next thing you see is now you are full. But when you are full, you don't need anything from nobody. Yes. Now you are full. Now you are rich. And when you are rich, I don't need the person who was giving me handouts before. You get it? So you find that people don't know how to be sons. When God blesses them, or they get a little bit of honor and a little bit of establishment and a little bit of something extra, a little bit of recognition, a little bit of respect. So now you are full. Now you are rich. That is why I could be having a crusade in the north, and pastors whom I trained in Anakazo Bible School will be in the next town and they will not come. It's because what? Now you are full. No, fullness means I don't need food. I'm okay now. Because you've been given a little bit of respect, a little bit of honor, a little bit of recognition. Now you are full. Now you are rich. So it is when you are full and when you are rich that you see whether you are behaving well or not. And you will see, for instance, in my relationship with somebody like Archbishop Duncan Williams, long ago our church became huge. And I don't need anything from him. He hasn't given me anything really before. I don't need anything from him. But there is a way you behave which is negative when you are full. And that's what Paul was pointing out. You are full, eh? You are rich, eh? You see? And you reign as kings. Like you have your own empire and dominion. That is why I would be in a place that I have not been for 9 years. And you see people who call themselves bishops or pastors will not bother to come around because they don't need anything from me. Meanwhile, they have a very small ministry which needs a lot. They are not full. Actually not full. And actually not rich. That's why I'm talking about beloved sons and kingly sons. Sons who are like kings. Yes. Small. Oh, be in this church. Have this building which you didn't even build. I had a vision to build 100 church buildings in the north. And so far we have built about 80 of them. Of which they are sitting in it. never had a vision or a dream to do it. And they're in it. They're in it. Yes. But as soon as you give people a little bit of honor, a little bit of respect, a little bit of be over here or be on your own, then you see this thing. Now you are full. Now you are, I didn't write the Bible. By the way, I didn't write this Bible. I have nothing to do with this Bible. I came to find it here as well. Yes. Now you are full. Now you are rich. And it is when somebody is, you reign as king. You have your own dominion. It is only, you see, when you are in need. You see, it's when you are in need. You can never know somebody's true character till he's full. Yes. I mean, when you are poor, you will lift your hand. Amen. Amen. When you are lifting your hand, you are saying, I receive. You are hungry. Yes. But when you are full, that's when we know your behavior. And that is why when experienced people at weddings, they're looking at the sweeties who are getting married, so gentle. What we are waiting to see is when you are full. When you are rich. You are full. You've got a picture. You've got a ring. You've got the name. You've got the children. You're full. The house is full. And you are rich. That's when we know you. Yes. That's why he said in verse 15, I am writing these things, not to shame you, but as beloved sons, I am warning you. I am warning you. You are making a mistake when you think that just a little bit of honor has made you into a king. And that you need nothing and you have nothing to learn. That's not how to be a good son. A good son is where you see that the son is not richer than his father. But he is more dependent and more submissive and humble and learning. Yes, that's when you see the son. Everybody, when everybody, people are nothing. They don't need no NATO. When they have nothing, when they have nothing, they are okay. They have nothing. But when they are rich and they are full, that's when you see the real character of people. It's true. Like the politicians in power. When they are not in power, you still listening to everything. They'll be on the talk shows discussing. And then when they get into power, as though they never drove on the roads, as though they never had children to send them to this wretched educational system that they have created. Wretched. None of their children will go to those schools. Now you are full. Okay, verse 9. I think that God has set us the apostles last. As it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle to the world and to angels and to men. I mean, he was just thinking aloud. Remember that Paul is not God. And some of the things he said, he was just sharing his amazement. His amazement at the turnout. We are fools for Christ's sake. But you are wise. He's talking to his sons. He's telling his sons that I am a fool. You are wise. Oh, you don't understand the Bible. This is his... In English, he said, we are fools. You are wise. And let the next verse, he says, I warn you as my sons. Since I am a fool and you are wise, you know everything now. You know everything. And I don't know much. That's why you wouldn't even listen to the message anymore, or even bother to listen to a camp properly. Listen to sketches so that if they ask you whether you've been listening to message, you can just mention one or two things. Just to get some headlines. I think I'm a fool and you are wise. We are weak, you are strong. You are honorable, we are despised. Yes, that's Paul talking to his sons. I've seen this over and over and over again. That is why sometimes we even hesitate to appoint people as pastors. Because as soon as you make them pastors, they will not come anymore for a meeting. But it's because of the appointment that they look eager. And they'll be coming for training, for a meeting, for this, for that. As soon as you appoint them, it's like marriage. As soon as a child has come, this says, there's no zeal for all this. So then the husband could also be saying, we are a fool, you are wise. I was a fool to love you. You are wise because you have got the children that you want. You're real and you've got it. We are weak now. You are powerful and strong. We are here still full of desires. And you are strong. You've got everything. You've got this. You've got this because you are strong and powerful. You are honorable. We are despised. Verse 11. For even unto this present hour, we both hunger, thirst, and naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. Look at my office here. That's not an office. It's a little space that is part of the corridor outside that I've created as a small place. You should see my bishops in a huge, huge. Hey! I have to use a tape measure to measure whether a chair will fit into there. So part of my chair has covered the door. Here's the door. Here's my chair. So part of my chair has covered half of the door. So that I pass through the side. And there's a small place like that. Yeah. Or it's smaller than here. Yes. You see, but you don't even notice it. You don't even notice it. Verse 12. And labor working with our own hands. As soon as I finish consecrating the bishops, I was in the sand. You see, I called one of the young men. I said, what are you learning? That time it was dark and I was walking through the mud with my shirt of officiating bishops. I was walking in the mud like that. So I called him, I said, what have you learned? Because we are using torches to build things for people that I don't need personally. We'll never need, by God's grace. I called him, I said, what have you learned? I said, this is how things are built. So he said, you are wise, we are fools. You are great, we are nothing. Yeah, just because of a small honor that is shared. So, you are a man of God. Let them call you apostle, bishop, reverend, lady reverend. You should hear, lady reverend. I was walking in the mud. The mud is even, some of the mud is even on the shoes. It's here. The shoe, it's the same shoe. You can see it. Yeah. My work shoe. That's how things are built. You are glorified. Yeah. Verse 13. Being defamed, we entreat as the filth of the world, offscouring. Practical. Practical. Because. No. Go back. Because there are certain things, even if something happens, They will not mention your name, even though you may be the pastor in the church there. They will not mention your name. Your name will not even come up. Yeah. Being defamed, we entreat. Amen. As the filth of the world, of scorning. Verse 14. I write not these things to shame you, but I warn you. You see, all he was speaking in an allegorical way. I don't know. Somebody can give the English. What is the English word? What was the right? Please, those of you who studied English and arts. Metaphorical. With similitudes and similes. Yes. Poetic. Yes. So that you can get the point. He said, we are fools, you are wise. Since I'm a fool, that's why I've written 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians, Hebrews. I'm a fool, that's why I've written it. And since you are wise. Yes. Look at the verse we started with again. Is it verse 7? It says, you are full. Verse 8, you are full. You are rich. Yeah. I called my pastor. I said, I'm here and here. Here and here. It does not occur to you that it's important for you to come around. Because you are full. You need nothing from me. There's nothing I have to offer. I'm running one of the largest evangelistic campaigns in the world, but you have nothing to learn from me. And that's why even if you are rebuked or you are corrected, you can't even see, you get angry. Somebody was watching Revival, and when he called someone, said, is there something happening? There's nothing happening. There's nothing happening. This is how we preach all the time. Yes. It's a revival. There's something happening. There's nothing happening. Is it not an important message? I'm being revived. There's nothing happening. Nothing bad is happening. It's normal. Is everything okay? Everything is very okay. Relax. Verse 15. That's how we talk. For though you have 10,000 instructors, 10,000 pastors, evangelists, ministers, books, authors, what have you? You have not many fathers. Why? I have begotten you. You came into existence. I caused you to exist. That's what it means to begotten. Only begotten son of God. The only son that God brought forth. Begotten. The only begotten son of God. Yes. I have begotten you through the gospel. And you are being begotten. Now you've made me a fool and you are wise. You are a fool and you are a king. Verse 16. Wherefore? So now all he's asking, I beseech you and I beg you, be followers of me. You see, you would think that a son will follow his father. He just finished telling them that they are his sons. But after telling them his sons, begging his sons to follow him. You would think that, a son is going to follow his father. No. They're rather beseeching you and begging you, please follow me. Follow me, follow me. And the word follow is the word imitate. Follow me. Imitate. Imitate. And notice the next verse. Beautiful scripture. For the reason of you being able to follow me, I've sent you somebody, Timothy, my beloved son. See, is an archetypal son.
Archetypal.
Huh. Have you found it? Archetypal. Yes. It's a real word. Now, let's go on. Who is my beloved son? Notice. And faithful in the Lord. You see, there are sons you can't say this about. Faithful. Beloved. And then notice the big thing about Timothy. This is the big one. This is the big pillar that makes him Timothy. He says, he will bring you into remembrance of my ways. You see, you can be near somebody, I don't know the person's ways. The way he does things and the way things are done. That is why before I got into my car in the night with my mud all over, I called the two young men who were with me. Where are they? Daniel and Emmanuel. And where is Emmanuel? He's outside. Yeah, you were there. True or not true? You were there. Come. You were there?
Yes, Daddy. I was there.
And what did I say?
You asked us that what have we learned? And
it was daylight.
No, it was night. It was 7 p.m. And you were full of, your shoe was full of mud.
And I was from where?
You were coming from the consecration service. And I mean, it has rained, the whole place was muddy. And machines were working, so it has made the whole place scattered around. And you were just walking around as if it's a day. You were jumping. You were jumping from one foundation to another. And I mean, LP, you hold LP, then you jump and you show us this is what you are doing. Then you move to another one. You say, this is what you are doing. We were taking decision at 7 p.m. in the night. Full, your shoe was, I mean, you were mad all over. At a point, I was afraid.
He's just from Singapore. That's why.
At a point, I was afraid because, I mean, 7 p.m. and the site, they put things all over. So as we were jumping all over, I was afraid maybe Daddy may hit his leg on something. And I felt within me, if Daddy has finished consecration and has moved to site to check things that he will not use and taking decisions, I mean, I was afraid for myself as I was standing there.
Yeah. I will bring you Timothy. Look at it. Timothy 17. Where's the scripture? It's gone away. He will bring you into remembrance of my ways. You see, that's the difference between a beloved son and an official son. And then a kingly son. You don't know Paul. If you knew Paul, you would not behave like a king. And if you knew Paul, you would not behave as if you are a fool. Because Paul said, one thing, this one thing... Yes, I count on myself to have attained. I don't consider myself to have to reach any. I've reached anywhere. I'm pressing that I may know him who gave himself for me. And you are a fool. You are a king now. If you were really his son. So he said, follow his ways. And that's the difference. Because actually, to accomplish something is the way the person does it. Because I said I'm going to build 2,000 church buildings. But you see, it's only a certain way or certain ways that can build it. Yes. So, hey, if you don't learn the ways. So sitting in the congregation like this, you may never learn the ways. Yes. And that's why sometimes being around, being close, you will learn the ways. Certain ways and means and how it happens and how it is done. And the ways by which certain things can be accomplished. And that is why being around, you see, in the ministry is like learning how to be a doctor. You can be in a doctor, some you just be in the emergency room, you are the only doctor. Then suddenly they bring in someone, the person cannot breathe. What will you do if you've not seen it before? Or they bring in somebody totally collapsed, doesn't speak a word, is just lying there still. You check, the person is alive. What will you do? You've never been in the emergency room. You don't know what to do when somebody is brought in unconscious. What are the possible reasons why this person is unconscious? Is it diabetic coma? Is it hypoglycemic coma? Has it been knocked on the head? What has happened? Why is he unconscious? Why is he not speaking? And you can't speak to him. When he's speaking, they will not listen. You've never been there. You come, somebody's shoulder is hanging down like this. It's dislocated. You have not seen some before. So when you have never been around, that's why the doctors really get bored when they see that you don't come to the ward. You've never seen things before. Then when you finish, you've got doctor so-and-so. Then you'll be standing, the patients will be coming. When you see, you turn your car and run away. Because you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. And people stop breathing. And then what do? Somebody with sickle cell crisis. The person is in pain, is dying. Or somebody come, the leg is cut. This place is cut open. Here is bleeding. What will you do? You don't know. You've never seen some before.
Yeah.
Somebody comes, blood, the whole wall is covered with blood. You've not seen it before. As if every time, blood, and it's, as you're watching, his blood is going down. Or a girl is bleeding on the ward. You've not seen it before. And you just have a doctor's certificate. You are sitting there. That's how ministry is. You have no idea of how things are done. And you don't know the ways and the means. And maybe yes, because any institution, they'll be sharing certificates. I've seen a lot of doctors who don't know needle. If you don't know, you will learn it. They don't know what to do, and they've not seen it before. They see it happening. Patient is dying. What's going on? What will you do? What do you do? What doctor do? What patient do? Same thing in ministry. You are sent on a mission field. You are there. You don't know how to build a church. You are there. There's no one. Don't know how to do bar center. How do you win souls? How do you bring people to God? How do you preach with three people in the church? How do you lead worship without instrumentals? How do you learn instruments? How do you teach people to play instruments? How do you form a choir? How do you organize? How do you preach outreach? How do you preach and take offering? How do you raise funds? How do you have money? How do you overcome? You've just been sitting in the church writing exam on out of this. But you don't know the ways by which the things are done. And so you come in as a complete novice. And you don't really know. And maybe because it's a human institution, by all means, you always have people appointed who should not be appointed. Both pastor and bishop, you have people who are appointed who should not be. Because it's a human institution. It by all means happen. But you have not become someone. It says, I beseech you, you are my sons. I warn you and I beg you. I warn you and I beg you. You see, Paul, I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to say. Sometimes begging is warning. I beg you and I also warn you. Follow me. And he says, I've decided to send somebody who knows my ways. Somebody who knows my ways. That's why a person who is close is more important. There are people who are not bishops. They are more important in the ministry than some of the people that are bishops. Some of these girls who work with me, they are more important than some of the bishops. And even of a higher rank. By far. I can't lie to you. By far. And they know it. Because they are closer and they have worked longer. How do you think this was built? How do you think anything was built? Some of the people, I'm now teaching them how to build. They don't know NATO, how to raise money, how to hold on to money, and make sure the money is used to build. How to live and to survive. Yeah. So when you have people who don't know the ways of the apostle, Although you say you are interested in the ministry, you don't know how. I write a book, I give it to you. I can give you 12 brand new books now that I've written. I wrote it some time ago, I give it to you. Yes, but you don't know how it comes about. Yes. And I'm with you all the time. His ways. I'll send you Timothy. He will bring you into remembrance of his ways. Spiritual ways. Ways the ministry is done. How it's accomplished. How it's achieved. How to overcome. Yes. So, verse 18. I told you today is just a short lesson. Now, some are puffed up. Some are what? Puffed up. Yeah. Big. I know this message. I know this message. You know this message. For somebody to invite me as far as Hong Kong, to come and preach in Hong Kong, you've never been invited to Mata Echo before. Yes. You don't know I'm going to Hong Kong. I've been invited to Hong Kong. I'm on my way to Hong Kong. Yeah. Don't shout, I'll be there. Say, I'll be humble. Did you know how many invitations to America I have turned down? I said, oh, I can't come. I can't come. Oh, Houston, here. So please, I can't come. Plenty. I'll bring you Timothy. So watch out for those Timothys. A Timothy is somebody who knows the ways. Yes. Have you seen the verse? I will send you Timothy, my beloved son, who is faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance. That's why Paul wrote these long letters to Timothy. His personal letter to Timothy, they've made into the Bible. It was his beloved son who knew his way. That's why he wrote plenty things to him. It's only beloved sons. These plenty books are always to beloved sons. It's not for everybody. It's beloved sons who would take up the message. Yes. Who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ. Of course, we don't have to follow Paul's food and all those things. That's not what we are talking about. But his ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. But some of you are too big for this. Verse 18. Some are puffed up. It's too big. Wow. Verse 19. But I'll come to you shortly. And if the Lord will, and will know, not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. Yeah. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod or in love and in the spirit of meekness? You see, there are two ways we can fellowship. We can fellowship with constant rebukes, issues, talking. It's not nice. It's nice to be with people that you are happy with. Yeah. Flowing with, let's talk about this. We are happy about this. We flow. Then there are others where there is a rod, there is always an issue. Hey! When I was in the north, I saw a building that we built. And I left it to some pastors for 8 years. They have not plastered it. They have not done anything to it. So I called one of the First Love children. I said, I'm giving you all these churches.
all these buildings. I'm taking it from the bishop. I'm giving it to you. You have not even finished school. Plaster it. Make it nice. He sent me pictures. He went to dig sand from around. Because we dig sand from there. There's no sand. There's no sea in the north. We dig it from the ground. That's the sand. He dug it. Organized. Plastered. He sent me pictures. He's doing it. I can relax and be happy with such people. But others, it's always, is it like, what type of meeting do you want? Huh? Oh, you don't understand the Christian question I'm asking. What type of meeting do you want us to have? Rod meeting or happiness love meeting? So that's what you are here to learn. You are here to learn ways. The ways things are done. And if you learn it for yourself, you prosper. Because it leads, look at the prosperity. It leads to prosperity. You see, this is our children's church. It yields more than people that say they are whatever. More. All these things is not from anywhere. Just from ourselves. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ways. So, you will enjoy meetings. And when we have camp meetings, people, you hear and you see the rod of love. Or love meetings. Those are love meetings. When you come to full time, you sit to see rods. Rods. It's true. That's why sometimes I tell people, don't come to... One guy, we brought him to full-time in just one meeting, then he was bumped off. He was so hurt. Just one meeting. He came for one meeting. The fire that was in the meeting, after he felt so offended, and he left. Another one I had, he felt so much fire in the meeting, he said he's become a lay pastor. And then, the next time I saw him, he said he's going into farming. He's going into farming. So I said, where's your farm? He showed me some area that was going to do farming. Yeah. Full time. Rod meetings. You now you become a farmer. You'll be a farmer. It's true. Because your ways are being aligned with the ways that things have been done and things are done to achieve. Do you think that if I came into power and I say I'm going to build a road from Accra to Kumasi, by now where do you think we'd have reached? Even our church alone. Where do you think we'd have reached by now? No, we wouldn't have finished by now. I mean, 2 years, we would not have from here to Kumasi. But we'd be somewhere, just our own church of small concrete. We'd have started on Monday. That's how I built the code. I said, Monday, if you are here, I build with you. If you are not here, I will not build with you. And the contractor didn't come and I said, you are out. Yes, I painted the floor myself. I said, mark it. Here too, I came to mark it. After church had come off, I came and marked here. Dug the holes here. Oh, I said, I can show you pictures. I came, I said, from here, 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 here. I'm here all the time. Marking this here hole. Let's build it here. This climbing, doing things. That's the ways. I'll send you Timothy. Somebody who is closer. Somebody who knows the ways. That's where you can learn from. Not someone with an official pompous position. Are you here or you are leaving? Yes. So prepare yourself for full-time ministry and for working seriously, whatever is involved. Rod meeting or love meeting. The camps are full of love. But full-time ministry meetings is full of rods. But you see, if you learn the ways, there will be no rods. There's not much need of rods. Just some toothpicks. Look, our time is up. Stand to your feet. I told you I was giving you a short Bible lesson. I don't understand why you are complaining. You want rods? Some of us, our ways are pure ways of rest. Resting is your way. You rest your way to success. Resting is your main thing. Yes. So when you come, you can't believe. That's why I'm speaking now. Machines are working. Yes. I have agents working on the side. They've understood it. Are they not working there? Huh?
Yeah, four machines working as at now.
Four machines. We are working. And some of the places that we are built, some of you, one day, if you have your wedding or your child has your wedding, where the machine is working is where you or your child will be using your wedding. Not me. I finished with weddings. Finished with weddings. For you. It's amazing. So, what are your ways? Believe. And it's unless he says, I beg you, my sons, follow me. Be followers of me. And what is the way? So learn the way so that you flow. It's the way to riches. So God has brought this ministry from a classroom to something worldwide. Yes. Stress-free. Debt-free. Hassle-free. The only hassle is the struggle with Satan. Constant wrestling with the devil. Because he's our enemy and he opposes us. Yeah. So God is going to use you, but you must decide. I'm going to be a learner of the ways. Yes. You know, the other day I called some of my people. And I said, no, I'm going to send you somewhere to learn something. They were surprised. They were shocked. You see, because I don't take people from outside. I like my own people. I like to work with sons, with daughters, with oldies. It's true. I said, I'm sending. They could not believe what I was saying. I said, I'll send you. I'll train you. I'll pay for it. You learn it. You know how to do it. You want me to tell you what it is, but I'm not going to say it. Yes? I said, you learn it. You know everything. And I'll depend on you rather. And you watch all the people that are working. They are all homegrown cabbages. Homegrown cabbage. So, that's the way. But some of you, because you've not learned the way, you suddenly go and employ somebody from somewhere and be paying salaries of what have you. You don't pay children. Children, they belong to you. Sometimes I feel sorry when I look in the government and businesses. I can see that everybody is there for something. Honestly, I don't have that feeling that people are around for something. It's a family. It's all the way to the grave. All the way to the grave. It's a family. But some people, it's like, how much is it? So what's my yearly promotion? Go to America. Go to America and get it. Yearly promotion, yearly whatever, this. We have all those things. We don't have it here. We don't have it here. There are places for that. Family, you don't pay family people. Bonus. Family are part of it. And everything about the family is family. People who don't understand those ways, they don't understand what is happening here. That's probably a foundation of loyalty that people don't understand. Yes. So learn the ways. There are many ways in the Lord and in Christ. And as you learn them, little things make a lot of difference. When I brought somebody to my building site, he had not learned my ways. Before I took my eyes off the project, he has poured so many things. Not that he doesn't know how to build, but he doesn't know my ways. I had to come to reverse all the things he has done. Oh. If you don't learn the ways, you'll be doing funny things. Yeah. Beautiful. So, 1 Timothy 4:17 is your homework. For this course I sent to you, Timothy. May you be a Timothy. Amen. Who is my beloved son? So this beloved son is different from the one that he was warning. As my beloved sons, I warn you. He was saying that this is my son I really love and I enjoy. It's not an official word. Yes. It's beloved, easy to love, faithful. Constant. No change. Has not changed when he's given a post. Timothy had a picture, but he has not changed. Some people, you give them some post, you know, it's like, you preach, I preach. You minister, I minister. You hold towel, I hold towel. I wipe sweat, you wipe sweat. You do miracles, I do miracles. Look. And suddenly, you are so great. And he shall bring you into remembrance of my ways in Christ. Ways. Ways. Put my first verse, there, verse 8, I think it is. Verse 8. You are full. This was what I started with. You are full. You are rich owner. True or not true? Big boss. Big boss. Don't worry, nothing has happened. Oh, what I'm preaching, nothing has happened. It's normal preaching. It's a normal preaching in the church. There's no problem at all. You have reigned as kings without us. Yeah. I know. Bishop Richard doesn't reign as a king. In England, at all. Bishop Joel doesn't reign as a king in America. No. Some people behave like that, but they don't behave like that. You'll never behave like that in Jesus. Bishop Oyedepo, his plane almost crashed. He said it was the prayers of Reverend Adeboye that saved him. He said he called him, he prayed for him. He laid hands on him. He said that is because of those prayers, the covering, that he was saved from a crash. Yes. It's when you are big and full and you can build 44 schools in 1 year and you still see that you need somebody over you. Somebody still is necessary and important. That's when we see that you are really humble. When you are even the king of nothing and your kingliness has come so much, so separate without communication, so different, so aloof. See how beautiful the choir is. You see how all the things they do, the things that are connected, and see that we don't need our leader even in this drama. We need our pastor. We need our father in this aspect we are doing. We need him. We are not, we are a drama. We are singers. We are what? All those people with those attitudes, all those type of singers, where are they? Where are they? Where is their music groups? They fizzled out. You will definitely fizzle out. That's why I said, I warn you. Because when you think you are separate and you don't actually need, not that it's said to you, not that you come to show your face to mark register. Okay, how many have ever been to a funeral to show your face so that you've marked the register that you came? Raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. That's how some people behave. And many times when you are a leader, you see someone say, look at this, trying to mark register. and show that he's around. Yes. So you are blessed. I told you we closed some time ago. I don't know why you were rebelling. Yeah. Stand to your feet. Father, thanks for the blessing of today. We give ourselves to you that we shall be good sons and not kingly sons, not puffed up, full sons, full toads, full of air. Thank you. Thank you. Help us, Jesus, because it is so easy for us to become funny when we are given some small dominion. Help us, Jesus, to be better and better and better. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down, I'll tell you something. You know? No, listen. You know, Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. That's a big mistake right there. When you disconnect from the vine and equally disconnect from the primary branch, secondary branch, tertiary branches. You see, Jesus is the vine. Then there are primary branches. That's the apostles, the fivefold ministry. And then the secondary branches. You have other ministries, and then the tertiary branches, the members. As soon as you feel full, oh, I'm full, I don't need a connection. That's when it starts to wither, and you notice all the withering that comes from the disconnection. So that's why we had the theme, stay connected and prosper. Even in business. If this was a business, it would be one of the most successful business. Once I was invited to give a lecture. The one and only time I think I've been invited to give a lecture. Three of us were lecturing. The first person who was giving the lecture was the worldwide CEO of Mercedes-Benz. Wow. The second person who was giving the lecture was the worldwide CEO of Tata Company, the big company. And myself, number three. I was the second and the third. Yeah. The person who organized the call, he saw through and said, no, if this was if this was a business, it would be, because it started in a classroom and then it is all over the world. Yes. Amazing. But you are here in your small church and your small branch, and you are already full. And you are already reigning as a king. I need nobody. I have my own Independence Day. I have my own what? Independence Day. And my own Republic Day. And my own holidays. Give me a basket. You want to give 100 Ghana cedis toward a seed towards your sonship. Your sonship is secure today. Because this message is securing you against stupidity in sonship. Yes. Father, thank you for the blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to sow a seed of 100 cedis. You have 3 seconds. Each group is going to have 3 seconds. Father, bless everyone as we sow this special seed today. Towards being a beloved son, let this be my prayer. Let this be my special prayer. Beloved son and beloved daughter. Yes. Those with the best marriages are those with the best marriages are those who see themselves as daughters and sons, even when they are within years in marriage, they see themselves as children. So a special seed is a prayer. It's a prayer. It's a special prayer. I've seen marriages where the people in the marriages become like you can't even recognize the difference between wild cats, witches, and wizards married. You wonder what type of a mixture is this? Yes. And you notice a completely different attitude from those who, even though they are grown up, they are like, you can tell them, go and stand in the corner, face the wall. At the age of 50, you can say, go and face the wall. And they go and face the wall. I haven't told anybody to face a wall before. Please, you know, don't start going into a deep end. Ka, she. When you are like a child, you enjoy so much. Children, they enjoy you. You say, we are playing, they enjoy. Here's toffee, they enjoy. Sleep, you enjoy. I mean, it's so cool for them. It's grown-ups who have a lot of wahala. And the same thing in the spirit. The more you relax as a child, the more you enjoy. Yes. If we were more relaxed, marriage will not be the struggle that it is today. It'll just be real. Okay, you go with not you. The other one with this one. Now it'll be you say, yes, daddy. But you are too big. You are like a king. How can I tell a king or a queen to go and marry this one? So no. I'm a queen. A king is the one who marry me. He must fall in love with me by himself, and I have to decide. I have to lift up my nose and say yes. No. True or not true? Yes. But if you are humble, I say, this is going good for you. Good for me? Yes, daddy. Thank you. And you go to the person who you've been told, and you say, I love you. And he said, why do you love me? And you say, don't ask me that question. I say, I love you. Were you told to love me or you love me? I say I love you. It's not about love. Are you told? Are you told I love you? There will be no trouble at all. There will be no problem at all. Marriages will spread like wildfire. And marriages will continue. But now you are full. You are big. You don't need me. You can't tell me what to do in my house when I'm full. When I'm rich and I'm a king. You can't come to somebody's house and say, rearrange your furniture. In my own house. You don't have 100 cities, but you have 50 cities. This is your miracle time. Sow a seed and be blessed. And your prayer is, I want to be a good son. I want to be a good daughter. Shana samala no sa matala yis atashabala soberekita chidele paradala mazike talaza madole Temeka, Tanabala, Domagene, Semegedela, Karebelabris, Topalade, Krebele, Tujila, Tamara, Domere, Tuliga, Tamaza, Teges, Tubash, Teme, Stanama, Numpe, Skenala, Tolinde, Tebaraka, Tegelokes, Tabalato, Shites, Paradas. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You don't have 50 cities, but you want to sow a seed of 20 cities. Come now. The anointing is here. Your seed is being a great miracle now. It's happening. Something good is happening. Krama, Shkola, Shkila, Stulan, Nima, Temiges, Tomaladi, Shemeketala. Bless the name of the Lord. 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 One bag of cement is how much? 30 cedis. 29 cedis. So as you sow a 20 seed, you are buying you are sowing one bag of cement. Virtually. That's a blessing. Be blessed and prosper as you sow one bag of cement. All of you are sowing cement, 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 cement. Blocks. How much is a block? 2.8 cedis. Wow. 3 cedis for a block. Tash, Kelos, Shabbas, Samole. 10 cedis, quickly. We are closing. Very, very quickly. Now, this is a seed. Every as you sow, you say, Lord, I want to be a beloved son. This is all I pray. Thank you, Jesus. It's happening practically. Ta sa to shita sama osun talama kabalade. Te rema shandele migos catalabros e dembo andalama. Mele dule nalasa dalama domediques cadelebo. Talama shodele tamala beredili. 5 cities. 2 cities. 1 cities. Glory to God. Now, finally, very quickly, come very quickly, please. Come very quickly. We are closing. Finally, the baskets are going to go around for those who didn't come for anything. But by now, you should have come. Go quickly, come quickly, go quickly, come quickly. What a blessing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody who hasn't come yet, lift up your hand and let me receive your offering. If you didn't come yet, Father, thank you for the blessing as we give today in Jesus' name. If you haven't come yet, come to the front. Because only because of you, the baskets are going around. It takes a long time. So if you haven't come, anything you have, just come and put it in the basket now. Please. You haven't, when I said 1,000, you don't have, but you have something, anything at all, just come. God bless you. Beautiful. Now, I want to say the culinary stars. You see, the culinary stars is specially for training wives for good marriages. So, how to season meat. Some of you, when we eat your chicken, when we bite, is the deep freezer water is inside. It's true. How many have eaten a chicken before? I mean, you see that? It's the deep freezer water. Yes. With blood inside sometimes. And in some way. You get it? Yes. So, the culinary stars are basically there. Some of you don't even know how to fry yam. When you fry yam, you don't know how to cut it so that it has a certain shape. Yes. With it that is crispy and a certain sharp. Like a sword. You get it? You don't know anything. So, yes. Dividing asunder of your tongue and your tongue and your teeth. So the culinary stars are also going to go into pancakes, rock buns, and banana fritters, sausage rolls, meat pies, for the sake of training. I want all my first love marriages to be perfect. Yes. When it comes to sex, your bed will be like a bouncing castle. When it comes to food, your house will be like a bakery or a restaurant. I mean, this is heaven. Heavenly marriages. So very soon, people will either be in dancing stars or culinary stars. Yes. So please. And after you marry, you join the choir. By that time, you've learned everything already. So please, I need more of us to join the culinary stars. And you are going to be blessed. Stand to your feet.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.